You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
17-year-old William Leathers is a trumpet player wunderkind. He has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to attend the Juilliard School in New York City. He's raised enough money to cover his first semester at the famed Performing Arts Conservatory. William joins us this morning to talk all about what he's done, how he's been able to cover his first year. Good morning, William.
Morning.
This is such a feel-good story. Because
it is
this,
the best.
This went viral at the beginning of the week, and then... boom, did it.
Yeah.
Everybody's finding out about it.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah. So tell us how it started.
Well, one of my family friends, Andre Demise, he saw my post on Facebook that I had gotten into Juilliard, and he knew that that finances would be a little bit of a problem for me. He knew that's what...
For anyone, really.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And he knew that would be something that me and my family are thinking about.
Yes.
So he thought he'd get a hold of my mom and ask how he can help. So what he decided to do is put together this crowdfunding website for me, so to see how it would do to raise funds for Juilliard.
And what are we talking about here?
Sorry?
How much are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about, so it's $91,000
per year
Canadian. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Now, tell me that includes a place to stay.
It does.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your food as well.
Yeah.
All right.
So he put that together for me. And by the way, he's a freelance writer looking for a full-time job. And his fiance just gave birth to twins.
Oh.
And he's still putting this time into me.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Wow.
Lots of generosity being paid forward here, eh?
So tell us about your background. I mean, obviously you're both a piano player and a trumpet player.
That's right, yeah.
But you got in for the trumpet playing?
Yeah.
What got you playing the trumpet?
My dad, actually. He plays the trumpet. So he showed me my first notes. Yeah. He showed me my first notes on the horn at the age of 6.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a trumpet for Christmas when I was 7, so that's when the work started.
Wow.
And then William, I just heard William's mother, Donna, and I were talking, walking down the hall, and she was telling me, I said, and you went down for the audition at Juilliard. She said, well, yes, because William can't make a reservation at a hotel. He's too young.
But what was the audition process like?
Well, the first steps are going on the website to, register and everything. Register
sure.
for your audition.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Do your essay, submit your... resume, report card, all of that, and they ask you to do a pre-screening video, so they know you can play before they make you fly down to New York.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah. So at least for the trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the pre-screening. I passed. So they invited me down to Juilliard, New York City, for the live audition.
Wow.
And so I go in. And this is the most awkward audition I've ever done, because there are 4 judges sitting there. But I mean, I've done numerous auditions like that, you know.
Sure.
It's nobody but the judges in the room. But what was different about them is they don't move a muscle. They don't react to anything.
So they just
sit like that, mark on their papers, keep their faces straight, because it's Juilliard. They want to make sure you can handle the pressure.
And there's no screen, is there?
No.
For a lot of players, there's a screen before them. Yeah.
You got to look at them.
You got to, oh, wow.
That must have been unnerving.
Yeah, well, it kind of, you know, there were some characters on that panel that you know, I was looking at them because I've seen videos of some of them. I know how they are. I've seen different interviews
Good
and stuff. So I looked at a couple of them and I thought, you know, if they're sitting still doing nothing, these are human beings. They've been told not to move. So
that's incredible. And what was the repertoire that you played?
Well, they asked for 2 solos and 3 to 5 orchestral excerpts. So I played the Tomasi Trumpet Concerto, Legend, and Esco.
Mm-hmm.
Orchestral excerpts, I played Petrushka, Ballerina Dance. Mahler's 5th Symphony opening.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Basically a trumpet concerto.
Yeah.
And I had listed the famous solo from the Bartok Concerto for Orchestra, 5th movement at the end, but they didn't have me play it. They kind of looked at the, Mark Gould looked at the paper, and he looked at Ray Mace and said, anything else? And Ray said, nope, you're good.
Yeah, good for you.
Wow.
That's a hard excerpt, and I only have to play that in one of the...
William, can I ask you, what other than this, what is your dream? What is your goal?
My dream in the end is just become the best musician I can be.
Good for you.
In terms of what I want to do, I'm thinking soloist of some kind. But my real goal throughout, in the long term, my entire life, is to be the best musician that I can be.
Good for you.
And I'm doing that through studying classical trumpet, because I've been saying this over and over, because my dad says this all the time to me, that classical music is the truth, because there's a certain standard to a lot of the things that you do in music, like you have to have a certain attack, a certain sound quality, the decay of the notes, the taper of the notes, and all of that is very strict in classical music, and it's really just, it's not as strict in any other genre. So that's why classical music is a truth, because of the control.
Yes, and it gives you the language so that you can go anywhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can branch out and do any other genre.
All right, well, before I get into you asking about your heroes and stuff, can you play a little bit for us?
Yeah, sure.
I did get the backing track. I did get it.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah. And do you have headphones down there? No. Here, take my headphones if you want.
We're looking at a couple of trumpets here.
Because then you'll get to hear it. All right?
Yeah.
I hope this works. Let's...
A crime to have trap music on a classical station, but you can see that was a whole bunch of different genres put together.
Yes.
Like I said,
great idea.
Classical music is the truth. You start there, and you can basically do whatever you want from there.
Well, it moved me. Thank you very much.
That was fantastic. Mm. Before we let you go, I want to ask you, who are your heroes in the trumpet playing world?
Well, my dad is the first one.
Of course. Well done.
Trumpet player I heard.
Yeah.
And there's Wynton Marsalis, of course.
Of course, yeah.
My teacher, Chris Shigola, who I met in elementary school and still teaches me today. Chris Bode.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Who else? James Thompson.
Oh, yes.
He's an orchestral legend.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew McCandless of the TSO.
Sure.
To me, he's great player, owns the entire range of the horn. He's the king of Toronto to me.
Oh, fantastic.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and of course, the teacher that I got assigned to at Juilliard, Chris Martin.
Principal Trump, New York Phil. Sure.
Right.
That's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Does Wynton also teach at Juilliard?
He does. Yes. He teaches in the jazz department.
Okay. You might be having a little chit-chat with him sometime.
Yeah. I've met him a couple times here, actually.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Wow.
That's fantastic. That well, we want to wish you all the best.
Oh, indeed. All the best, indeed.
Clearly, you've got it all happening for you. And Mike and I just want to wish you very well. And clearly, you'd work hard, too. This is such a great idea. This helped me go to Juilliard. The fund is still active, right?
Yeah, it is.
Because you need more than one semester. You need more than one. You need your second, third, and fourth year. And also, you're going to help some kids, too, right?
Right, yeah. So as of yesterday or the night before, we had surpassed the amount for 1 year at Juilliard.
That's wonderful.
So I decided, since this is coming in so fast, mm-hmm. there's all this generosity coming from all over Canada and all over the world, I decided what I should do. Because I've been thinking about how am I going to give back later.
Yes.
But these past couple days I've been talking with my family, so we thought, well, why not just give back now? So
nice.
So I'm deciding I'm going to start paying it forward. So what I'm going to do for the final amount, 10% of that is going to go towards a foundation I'm creating for all the other artists that have worked hard and gotten into the schools that they want to go to. But they can't afford it, so that's going to go into this new foundation, and every extra dollar after the 4 years, after the coverage of the four years, if that does happen, 100% of that is going to go to the foundation as well.
Congratulations! Okay. That's a wonderful thing. Very generous.
Thank you very much for coming.
Yes,
a pleasure. Thank you.
Can you give the where the web page is?
Yes, it's help me go to Juilliard. And it's
GoFundMe?
It's very faint. You caring.
Yeah, it's you caring. So youcaring, YOU caring.com/William Leathers.
There
All
you
right.
Go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.